He'll certainly warn anyone in hiding that he's on their track. Where in the world can they be? We've hunted everywhere.
Over the sand and onto the rocks went Timmy, right up to where the seaweed was piled high in great masses by the wind and the waves. He stopped and began to sniff anxiously.
He's lost the trail. It's the smell of seaweed that has put him off.
Or else, whoever was here came in a boat at high tide, which would bring it to the shore, and has sailed away again now the tide has gone out. There wouldn't be any trail to smell then. Honestly, there doesn't seem to be anyone in hiding, and now that Tim is stumped, I feel we're too late to find whoever it was.
Timmy, sniff around again. Go on, you may pick up some other trail. Why does he sound so fierce? Really angry. What is it, Timmy, old thing?
Perhaps he doesn't like the smell of whoever has been here. Let's sit down for a bit and watch the rabbits and jackdaws. You, did you bring any biscuits?
I brought some barley sugars, and Dick's brought some chocolate in his pocket.
I hope it won't be melted.
George wanted to go on hunting, but the others felt it was no use. If Timmy had found the scent and couldn't follow it, no one else would be able to. Anyway, probably the trespasser was far away by now, safely in his boat. Anne chose a sunny corner by an old ruined wall, and they sat down. Soon the rabbits came out as tame as ever. The jackdaws came down too, hoping for a titbit. Suddenly, one jackdaw ran at a baby rabbit and gave it a hard peck in the back of the neck. The tiny thing fell over, dazed, and all the jackdaws came round in excitement.
Oh, they'll all peck it now. Shoo, you birds! The poor little thing has crawled under those bushes. We'll have to get it out to make sure it's not really hurt.
Come on, Dick.
I'm being torn to pieces by these thorns. The rabbit's gone, Anne. I think it's found a rabbit hole and gone down it. I expect its mother's down there. She'll lick it better.
Let's go back and finish our sweets.
Look! Half the biscuits have gone, and two of the chocolate bars. Surely the jackdaws couldn't have taken them so quickly.
There's a broken biscuit over here. Look, it must have been dropped by whoever stole them. I say, what a source to come right up here to where we were sitting and take the things just when our backs were turned. I didn't hear a thing.
Nor did Tim, or he would have barked. Whoever it was must have come up quietly as a mouse.
Let Timmy sniff around. He'll pick up the scent. It will be very fresh.
He seems to be following some sort of trail. That's strange. Now he's stopped, as if the trail has come to an end.
Look, Timmy, trails don't finish all of a sudden. People don't take off in mid-air.
There's a tree nearby. Do you think whoever it was could have climbed up into it?
Anne, dear, there is nobody up the tree. I've looked.
I know. We'll leave some biscuits and the bag of barley sugars here, and go behind the big gorse bush over there and hide. Maybe the thief, whoever he is, will come along and take those. He seems to have a sweet tooth.
Good idea. Come on, everyone. And you too, Timmy. And not a sound from anyone, mind.
They went behind the gorse bush and waited. Dick peeped out once or twice, but the bag of barley sugars remained untouched. Then suddenly, Timmy gave a low growl, leapt out from behind the bush, and ran at something. Everyone followed in excitement. Who was it? There was nobody there. But up one of the branches of the nearby tree sat the thief, a barley sugar clutched in his hand, chattering angrily.
Good gracious! It's a monkey! A little monkey! It was he who took the other things. Wherever did he come from?
Oh, he's jumped onto the broken wall and disappeared.
Well, what do you think of that? A monkey! Somebody must have brought him here. But why? And is that somebody still here? Or has he gone?
I bet it was that monkey who came and stole my sandal this morning.
Of course.
My word. This is a puzzle. What do we do next?
Well,